For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mind Aware, 568.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad we get to spend some time together today. Do you suffer from shiny object syndrome? Do you have a whole list of things you want to get done, but you don't seem to do it? Well, if so, then you are going to like today's show. I got the idea for today's show from a Facebook post that came out in the Train Your Brain Facebook group. And by the way, if you are not in that group, I highly recommend you head over and check it out right now, which is at danawild.com/Facebook group. danawild.com/Facebook group. There is a whole bunch of happy entrepreneurs over there ready to hang out. So go check it out. Really lots of good resources and advice and things that I don't really post anywhere else but in the group. So here's the post that happened in the group. A coach, you know, somebody who's a wellness provider, let's say a wellness coach, posted this. Looking for some advice because I'm frustrated with my brain. I have work right now that I could do that will make me money that I want to do, but somehow I find a million other things to do in the day, and I never seem to get around to doing those things that are going to actually make me money. I post in my Facebook group, I write for my blog, I work on an interview series I'm hosting for a charity, and sure, it's increasing my visibility, but none of those things are income-generating work. How do I get my brain to stop subliminally distracting me with other things? Great question, and I have to laugh at this question because I get this. I have to bust myself on the thinking I'm just about to bust you on right now all the time. Because you hear me on the show, and I talk about focus on money-making activities, focus on money-making activities. And what makes me laugh about this is that the story, inside the story here, is that you can't make money unless you're doing money-making activities. And we've got this list of activities that we say, like, these are the things that make me money. Here is the list. And here's the shorter list of the things that make me money. And these are just things that I do that don't make me money. And so the reason I laugh is because I'm as guilty as anybody of this story. And the reality is everything is a money-making activity if you say it's a money-making activity. Because the problem is not the problem. The problem is that we keep thinking and talking about the problem, and the only thing preventing anything we do from being a money-making activity is that we don't think that it's a money-making activity. So, if you're confused, I understand. Let's break this down. The story we've got going on here sounds like this. Hello, brain. Hello, my reticular activating system. I know that you match up everything that I think about every day. And so here's what I'm thinking today. What I'm thinking today is that there's a list of activities that I do that don't make me money. So here they are, and I'm going to focus on those, and let's make sure that I don't make any money from those activities. On the other hand, if I do the appropriate activities, then I can make money. I mean, it's crazy, right? That we do this to ourselves and we know better. And like I say, I'm just as guilty as anybody, that we make a decision that there's only certain tasks that we do that make money. So let's take this out to the furthest degree, just for kicks and giggles, just for fun. Imagine if you were training your brain that you said, every day I eat an orange first thing in the morning, and that orange is my money-making activity. The reason I make money and the reason my income is increasing is because I eat an orange every morning. Now, really imagine doing that every morning, eating that orange and thinking, wow, this is so great. If I eat this orange, I'm going to make more money. I'm going to make more money every day. I love that I'm eating this orange and that I'm making money. It's so great. Every day I eat an orange and every day my income goes up. It's so awesome that this habit I've got now of eating the orange is the thing that's generating my income. Well, your brain doesn't know anything except what you tell it. And your reticular activating system matches up anything you tell it. And it's thinking from based on what you're saying to it, oh, this is important to you. You're making money because of this orange thing. I'm on the lookout. I'm on the lookout for that money. And I'm on the lookout for the ideas that are going to generate that money because I know you've got this habit now where you're eating this orange every day and your expectation is that that's going to make you money. Now, I use that kind of hilarious and ridiculous example because literally that is how your brain works. Your brain takes everything at face value. It doesn't know if it's real, if it's not real. It has no idea. It just assumes it's true if you think it. So when you are thinking things like, oh my gosh, gah, and even it makes me laugh because this post actually has the word gah, G-U-H, gah. Because I know that feeling of like, gah, I'm not doing anything that makes money. But the only thing that's preventing money coming from those activities is that you don't think money will come from those activities. Isn't that just a crack up? And isn't it so fun to be busted? This is a good one for all of us, isn't it? It's a good one to start really busting ourselves and telling ourselves that whatever we're doing, it's making us money. And I even want to say, as long as you're doing things that are happiness producing rather than money making activities, happy producing activities, as long as you feel good, all of those feel good ideas. But even as I say that, and we can ponder this for a while, I'm asking myself, I wonder if even if you're doing activities that are boring, but you decide that they're going to make you money, if they wouldn't make you money. Like, we could really play this game all day long, couldn't we? Think about that orange analogy and think about the thoughtfulness and mindfulness and focus and almost comedic effect that that conversation you're having with yourself as you're eating that orange. Man, I love peeling this orange. I could just see with each section more and more money's coming in. Now imagine if you could have that much fun with all of your tasks every day. You're doing your filing and you're thinking, wow, this is so awesome. As I file each paper, I can just feel that money coming in. As I file, does anybody do anything on paper? Maybe we'll say, like, as I file it into my digital folder, I can just feel that money coming in. I just know that I have high expectation and that what makes me money is not any of these actions, really. No matter what I'm doing, what makes me money is my expectation. My business is not built through my action. My business is built through my mindset. I love that my mindset is with me all day, every day, 24 hours a day, whether I'm doing the dishes, whether I'm walking around the block, whether I'm taking a nap, my mindset is always with me. And if I have that feeling of expectation and I know that money is flowing to me because money is flowing to me. Money is flowing to me because I'm open and ready for that money to flow. Money flows to me on a consistent basis because I appreciate it and I love that feeling of generating income from my joy. Money is flowing to me day in and day out, not based on my actions, but based on my expectation. I love the feeling of knowing that comes from training my brain and feeling good in every moment and feeling happiness and joy and trust and confidence. It's so fun to know that no matter what action I take, it's effective. No matter what action I take, it's money generating if I decide so. So let's play with this together. This is one for me too. I love thinking about this idea that really there are no money-making activities because they're all money-making activities. I'm going to have to rewrite all my trainings. So this is, I really appreciate you making this post, and I would love to hear your comments on this. After this episode airs, we will go back to the Facebook group and we'll make a tag on this post. And so if you see it in the Facebook group, come on over and make a comment on it as well. Check it out at danawild.com/Facebook group and come on over and play with us, because this is a really great exercise for mindset. And I think right now, after I'm done recording this episode, I'm going to head out and have myself an orange. I hope you do too. It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?
Ladies, at Essentia Health, you're not just a patient. You're a partner in your healthcare journey. We'll get to the heart of your health questions, even the ones you're embarrassed to ask. We'll find solutions to fit your unique needs and lifestyle, because here, we're in it together. Feel confident in your care and in yourself. Schedule a women's health appointment with an Essentia Health provider today. Click the banner to learn more.